Gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Mr. Link, do you have anything else for the good of the order today?
I have a reminder.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, I sent emails for, in reference to a meeting with the county council. Referenced May 12th of 09, Tuesday. Council preferred Tuesday over your chosen Thursday. And it's scheduled to be at 12 noon at the West Complex Conference Room in the West Annex Building.
What date was it?
On May 12th.
So that's still on?
Still on. If you have difficulty with that, anybody have a major difficulty, we can't get a quorum of the commissioners, really no purpose in meeting.
I have to leave at 2:30.
Well, the council has to meet at 3, so you're
a good shape.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Should be in good shape. Okay.
Should be no longer than maximum 2 hours, because they've got to get back to this building so they can have public hearing.
May 12th it is. Okay.
Sir?
I've given each of you books for next Thursday night.
I see that.
4 books out of, for 5 hearings.
4 books for 5 hearings.
And Michael can chastise the one that didn't bring a book.
I'd love to.
That's right.
Hopefully it's in my area.
Mike can bear down on them.
Which one didn't we get?
The first condition we use. Timothy Elder.
Oh, Elder.
April 30th, Commissioner Johnson and I will not be here. Is that correct, Mike? We will not be at, Mike?
That's the next meeting.
Which one's April 30th?
April 30th.
This is this one.
Okay.
Yes. You're out of state. I'm out of state.
Yep.
Yep.
Take the books and give us a written report.
Yeah.
Yeah, book report. Yeah. Right.
Well,
I tell you what, I think, I would, since both of you are going to be gone, it would be good if you could listen to the tape, read materials, and get yourself in a position to be able to vote on the issues, so.
I will, at least on.
You got them today, too.
Or if anything, it's in your area. If it's in your area, certainly.
I put them under stuff tonight.
On April 3rd, I attended a Planning and Land Use Subcommittee meeting of the Regulatory Advisory Committee for the revision of the stormwater and sedimentation control regulations, and besides all of that, I really don't have anything to report at this time. Once the rest of the name is enough. Once all the subcommittees meet, we will have, when all the subcommittees meet, they will condense it, and then we'll have an update. I will say that Sussex County was not as well represented as the other three counties, not from official side, but just from interest. I think the only people there were Rich Collins of PGA, Mr. Chuck Adams of Adams Kemp, and Mr. Mark Davidson of DC Group. There were a lot of engineers out of the Kent County area and interested parties. It was convenient. It was in Dover for them. But I'll give you an update when I have something.
Okay. Anything?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, for a future discussion, perhaps on one of our meetings like this under other business, I'd like to have another discussion concerning clusters and cluster developments. And given that we're
maybe like a little refresher course,
like a refresher course on it, and the superiority issues as. Especially as we seem like we've seen either have seen or will be seeing some small clusters, and is that really what it's designed to do, and is it really just the max lots, or to discuss the superiority issues in light of the recent Delaware court cases that we've had, because then has it become a matter of approving as a cluster, or is it really, are we turning down a subdivision, or what can or can't we do?
Well, let's try to get it put on. I think it's an excellent idea. Everybody else kind of a little consensus here. I think that may be a good plan.
Sure.
How about the middle non-public hearing meeting next month, next time?
May 20th.
May 20th.
Okay.
Get on the agenda for May 20th, Mr. Lank.
Not a problem.
All right, sir. Anything else for the good of the order?
Just another subcommittee report of the committee that Commissioner Smith talked about, whatever the name of it was. There was a economic development committee for it also.
Their committee.
Subcommittee, rather.
Okay.
And same kind of report. They'll be taking the comments that members made and addressing them with the regulations, and we'll come back, and when we have a revision, it'll be something worth talking about. The biggest issue that came up was the fact that the Economic Development Subcommittee only had one representative from the private sector. And one would think that if the concern is impact on businesses, that the business sector would be more represented. And so there was the committee agreed to have more of an effort to have the business community involved in the review, and so there'll be a special meeting to deal with that particular issue with some representatives from the business community. And also bring your attention the report that you just got from University of Delaware, the committee effort that was made with the EPA and stormwater management. Yes, that was designed specifically for Sussex County as a demonstration by EPA. We participated in that. There were a series of public meetings that involved the design community. And there's a lot of nice pictures in there which planners like, and should be very easy to read. And I suggest that you take the time to look through it. I think it'll be informative for you.
It's an interesting book.
Okay.
One other thing, Shane pointed out something to me today. He said that if you want to see what a forested buffer should probably look
like.
A landscape buffer.
Landscape.
Yes.
Go over to the
Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply near Hearns Pond on 13.
Yep. Yeah, they've done a nice job.
Yeah, they've done a nice job.
Yep.
I mean, it's just something you can take a gander at. Being it's a commercial site, it'd be good to look at it for possible commercial project.
Good thinking. Thank you.
Anything else?
For the good of the order, there being none. Okay, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.